The scripture for this message is Ezekiel chapter 47, 1 through 5, and Leviticus chapter 18, verse 29. I'll read. Then he brought me back to the door of the house, and behold, water was flowing from under the threshold of the house toward the east, for the house faced east. And the water was flowing down from under, from the right side of the house, from south of the altar. He brought me out by way of the north gate, and led me around on the outside to the outer gate, by way of the gate that faces the east. And behold, the water was trickling from the south side. When the man went out toward the east with a line in his hand, he measured 1,000 cubits, and he led me through the water, water reaching the ankles. Again, he measured 1,000 and led me through the water, water reaching the knees. Again, he measured 1,000 and led me through the water, water reaching the loins. Again, he measured 1,000, and it was river that I could not ford, for the water had risen enough water to swim in, a river that could not be afforded. Leviticus chapter 18, verse 29. For whoever does any of these abominations, those persons who do so shall be cut off from among their people. Amen. Senior pastor will deliver the message.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, members of over 9,000 branch churches in Korea and all of the world, local sanctuary members, those who are attending the service on the internet all over the world, children of Sunday school, GCN and Manmin TV viewing audiences. This is the 10th session on God Measures Our Faith. In this session, we'll continue to learn about the fifth sin that deprives of salvation, that is various forms of sexual misconduct. In the worldly people, they are not saved because they don't believe in God. But before, in the past, there were times when they could be saved by conscience judgment. But now we have the gospel spread everywhere, so there's nobody who they can't receive the salvation through conscience judgment. Before, when they couldn't come in contact with the gospel, they could receive salvation through conscience judgment. But now gospel is everywhere, so they can't really receive salvation by conscious judgment. But even among the believers, there are people who are going the way of hell because they don't know, they don't understand the Word of God. So this you should listen to this message seriously. There are some things that are hard to mention on the altar, on the pulpit. But you should know these things, especially the young people, not only young people, but also the parents who have their children and also pastors. I want you to listen carefully and keep it in your mind. In the past, some of you might have lived lives involving sexual misconduct. Some of you might still be living in pain, being unable to escape from such sins. For those people, this message might be piercing or painful. The Word of God can be our bread and it can be sweeter than the honey, but it can also become like a sharp sword. Hebrews 4:12 says, For the Word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword and piercing as far as the division of soul and spirit, of both joints and marrow, and able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart. If the Word of God feels like a sharp sword, that is when you should rejoice and give thanks. Our God the Father is an excellent medical doctor. Namely, He can remove all the elements that can threaten your lives. Namely, He can remove all kinds of sins from your heart. He can wash away the sinful natures in the deepest part of your heart. Our Lord has already paid a whole medical bill for us. So how good it is. You know, I don't have to spend any medical bill. I don't have to spend any money on hospitals. For the last 35 years, our Lord has paid for me. Already He was, He shed His blood. Through this message, I hope you will rely on this God and the Lord and be washed, washed way down to your very marrow. In doing so, I pray in the name of the Lord that you will be set free from the pain of sins that only bring about agony and sorrow. Brothers and sisters, sexual misconduct consists of all actions that are obscene. In the last session, we talked about the typical examples of sexual immorality concerning adultery and fornication. Adultery occurs when someone who is married has a sexual relationship outside of their marriage. Sexual immorality includes fornication, which is when unmarried or single persons have sexual relationships with each other. Even though they are engaged, if they have a sexual relationship before marriage, it is sexual immorality. And especially if you are not even going to get married and if you have sexual relationship, it's a grave sin. The actual sense of sexual immorality is a relationship of a sexual nature between those who are not properly recognized as man and wife before God. Some people nowadays consider unmarried love affairs or liaisons as a beautiful love. But in the sight of God, this is nothing but sexual misconduct. It is never beautiful love. I don't know why such a expression even exists. Today I will talk about the three major types of sexual misconduct found in the Bible. In the New Testament, God says we have committed adultery just by having lustful thoughts. And if lustful thoughts become action, it is sexual misconduct, whether it is trivial or serious. On the contrary, in the Old Testament, the salvation was decided according to the deeds, so they had to have a clear standard. In Leviticus and Deuteronomy, God clearly mentioned what kinds of deeds are sexual misconducts. In Leviticus chapter 18 and 20, God listed all the lascivious and lustful practices and statutes that were found in Egypt and Canaan land and prohibited them. Leviticus chapter 18 verses 3 to 5 says, "You shall not do what is done in the land of Egypt where you lived, nor are you to do what is done in the land of Canaan where I'm bringing you. You shall not walk in their statutes. You are to perform my judgments and keep my statutes to live in accord with them. I am the Lord your God." So it's stronger expression than saying, "I am God, I am the Lord your God." He's proclaiming, in fact, to the whole world. "So you shall keep my statutes and my judgments, by which a man may live if he does them." So by keeping the statutes and judgments of God, you can be saved. And if you don't, you go to hell. This is a clear fact. I am the Lord your God. In other words, they were going to be put to death if they adopted the laws and statutes of Egypt or the land of Canaan instead of keeping the law and statutes of God. Egypt and Canaan land in today's sense refer to outside the church, which is the world. Here, Canaan land, of course, refers to the land where the Gentiles were living before Israelites conquered it. How corrupted and rotten this world is today. The sins prohibited by God are so prevalent today. In the 80s and in the 90s, I sometimes came in contact with the unbelievers, and I used to talk to the church members a lot. So I used to hear that married women, they had a lover, secret lover. who is not their husband. I couldn't believe it, but especially in Gangnam area. And it's been more than 20 years since then, so how corrupted this world must have become. Do you have a lover other than your husband? Or men's mission members, elders? If your wife has a secret lover, you might go on a business trip, or you're busy with your work and your business, and your wife is cheating on you, and you might you know, the husband, he might be having an affair, you know, when on a business trip or something, and the wife also does the same thing while the husband is gone. And if you men's mission members find out your the unfaithfulness of your wife, you'd be so heartbroken. But so, you Manmin members, men's mission members in Manmin, you should be so happy that because I don't believe there is no wife in Manmin church who'd be cheating on her husband, because they're seeing the signs and wonders of God all the time, and they're not going to do something that will drag them down to hell. So they are trustworthy. So you have to be thankful to this church. And I believe you understand, you know, men's mission members, today's world, the trend of the world, you know, it's a common place. It's a common practice to have an affair. And you don't have to worry about such a thing. So how thankful it is. So when you go home, you should treat your wife well, love her more. We as children of God must not follow this trend of the world. Women's mission members, am I right? The husbands, they should love you more, saying they are thankful that you are faithful. Then what kinds of practices are the ones that are prohibited by God? First, there is incest. Leviticus chapter 18 verse 6 says, "None of you shall approach any blood relative of his to uncover nakedness. I am the Lord." In the following verse 7, God prohibits them from uncovering the nakedness of the mother, stepmother, sister, granddaughter, half-sister, father's sister, mother's sister, uncle's wife, daughters-in-law, and sisters-in-law. God said those who committed these sins must be put to death. If I said such things 20 years ago, people might have wondered. But today, nobody would say, how can such things happen? Because these things are actually taking place. Not just the mother, but stepmother, sister, granddaughter. There was a newspaper article about it. Half-sister, father's sister, mother's sister, uncle's wife, daughters-in-law, and sisters-in-law. God listed them in detail. And God said those who committed these sins must be put to death. Leviticus 20:11 says, "There is a man who lies with his father's wife. He has uncovered his father's nakedness. Both of them shall surely be put to death. Their blood guiltiness is upon them." Leviticus 20:14 says, "If there is a man who marries a woman and her mother, it is immorality. Both he and they shall be burned with fire, so that there will be no immorality in your midst." You have to burn them all. Why? Because if you just leave them, this will spread. This immorality will spread. In the case of verse 14, in addition to incest, there is the sin of taking both the daughter and the mother, and thus the person had to be burned with fire. Incest is a more evil act than ordinary adultery or fornication. It destroys the marriage and family that God established, and furthermore, it destroys the order in God's creation. If you defile your family members or relatives sexually, it is ultimately to defile yourself. You have the blood of your parents, brothers and sisters, and children. Also, their spouses are one body with them, and they are your blood too. Even in the New Testament, these sins are strictly prohibited. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 5 says, I have decided to deliver such a one to Satan for the destruction of his flesh, so that his spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus. This means that kind of sin must not spread in the church even by expelling such a person. Also, if the church forsakes him, he might repent thoroughly and receive salvation. It is a way to give him a chance to repent too. If you are expelled by the church, it is very difficult to receive salvation. But you still have to expel him because he has very dim chance of salvation anyway. So you just deliver him out to Satan. If expelling him means you deliver him out to Satan, you just kick him out from the area of God. And through that, he might thoroughly repent and he might come back to salvation. He went the way of destruction, but there might be some souls who will thoroughly repent and come back into the boundary of salvation. If he is delivered over to Satan, he will suffer various tests and trials as a result of his sin, so he might come to repentance. In other words, this means he can never receive salvation unless he repents and turns away. If he repents and if he doesn't turn away, he can't receive salvation. If he repented, he must turn back from sins too. This is the way for salvation. Suppose God says, go to the east, and you are going to the west, and you realize that it is wrong and you repented. Oh, I'm going west, while God says, go east, go to the east, and when you repent, what do? You say, oh God, forgive me. I'm going to the west while you're telling me to go to the east. Is that repentance? True repentance is you have to turn away, turn around and go to the east to follow the will of God. But some people say, oh, sin and past, I repented last year. But they don't even turn away from sins. Also, they have to remove such sin natures from heart. If they committed adultery, they have to remove these sinful natures of adultery. Otherwise, you just keep your sins. Suppose a thief, he repented of his stealing, and he must stop stealing. Those swindlers, they have to stop swindling others. And they say, if they commit the same sins again after a couple of years, it means they commit the more grave sins. So if you don't turn away, it doesn't mean you really repented. If a leader or a worker in the church commits such a sin, he might not even be able to receive the spirit of repentance, which means he cannot repent. Namely, this might constitute a sin leading to death, and he cannot be saved. Brothers and sisters, homosexuality is also one of the representative sexual misconducts mentioned in the Old Testament. Leviticus 18:22 says, you shall not lie with a male as one lies with a female. It is an abomination. So there must be homosexuality even in the Old Testament. You know, men lie with men and women lie with women. So it says you shall not lie with a male as one lies with a female. It is an abomination. Leviticus chapter 20 verse 13 says, if there is a man who lies with a male as those who lie with a woman, both of them have committed a detestable act. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood guiltiness is upon them. So homosexuals, they both of them must be put to death. But today, the world is increasingly accepting what is strictly prohibited by God. Of course, they don't. It's because they don't know about God clearly. For example, those who stand for homosexuality say, we must not condemn and discriminate against gays, but instead we have to accept their differences. And this voice is heard even more and more, increasingly more, even in the parliament, even in the National Assembly, even in Korea. How can there be such a voice, even in the National Assembly? They say that there are social minorities who face discrimination because of their differences, and that we have to protect their human rights. Governments of some European countries and some states in the U.S. allow homosexual marriages. Prior to June this past year, Washington, D.C., along with four other states in the U.S., allowed homosexual marriages. So five of them. And during the Friday Olay service, I prayed for this Hurricane Irene. And what happened to the hurricane? There was an alert, and it came down from Cat 3 to Cat 1. And there wasn't so much threat. There was great warning for evacuation. And one of the wives of the pastors from Washington, D.C., she told me that the area is not dangerous anymore. The power of the hurricane decreased right after their prayer, and it would have been stronger, but now it rather became weaker. And including Washington, D.C., and four other states allowed homosexual marriages. And this past June, the state of New York passed a bill to allow homosexual marriage. Thus, the number increased to six. According to a recent news report, among 27 EU member countries, 17 countries guarantee the legal rights of homosexual couples as marriages or union of citizens, and all 27 countries made laws prohibiting discrimination against homosexuals. So it is a law not to discriminate against homosexuals. In Belgium, where the EU headquarters is located, between 2003 and 2006, they legalized not only homosexual marriages, but also adoption of children by homosexual couples. Because homosexual couples cannot give birth to children, they can adopt children and they can raise children as their children. This is allowed by law. The homosexual couples can not only marry, but also adopt children. Some churches located in these areas tolerate or even approve of homosexuality within the church too. In some churches in the U.S. and Europe, they appoint homosexual ministers or accept and acknowledge homosexual marriages. So how can he say they believe in God? They are violating the law of God. Just like in Korea, to what they say, you know, you must not cry out in prayer. You must not be loud. You have to keep quiet when you pray. It's wrong to speak in tongues. And they stand against God's word directly. But we must know that this action is to stand against God and an act defying the Bible. Romans chapter 1 verses 26 to 27 says, "For this reason God gave them over to degrading passions. For their women exchanged the natural function for that which is unnatural. And in the same way also the man abandoned the natural function of the woman and burned in their desire toward one another, men with men, committing indecent acts and receiving in their own persons the due penalty of their error." Most of you wouldn't be able to understand these things. Man, how can man burn with desire for men? And how can women burn with desire for women? How can they do so many those bad things? But it's a reality. That is what is happening in real world. And because of these things, so they have this burning desire, and they were raised like that, family, since they were young. So you shouldn't let your children room or things like that. Some people claim that homosexuality is innate nature, and those people cannot really do anything about it. But in my view, it's not really true. I know many homosexuals, but it's not innate nature. As they grow up, they were raised in a wrong way. All of those homosexuals I know, they were raised in a wrong way. They were sharing a room, and men and men were women and women, and in their childhood, they spent their childhood like that, and they become like that. And as they share a room, and they come in contact with each other, and they begin to have strange feelings, and they begin to, the lust begins to grow up, and they begin to do these things. So it's not innate nature, and most of the responsibility is on the parents. Recently, rather than saying it is a problem, they say it is personal preference, and they have the right to form a family and seek happiness just like other people. These people publicly reveal their homosexual, and society is also more increasingly accepting them as natural. This is abomination and detestable things which are never acceptable by God, and God tells us to put them to death, both of them. But those who don't know God, they are doing these things. The media such as TV and movies boost this kind of trend. On the internet, young students and young people have vast access to novels or comics that are about homosexuality. Oh, I remember just now, it's not just Itaewon. Itaewon is completely full of gays and homosexuals. And I heard there's also internet. They have a web chats on the internet, so they come in contact with other people. on the internet and they hook up with each other. So they can naturally, the gays, they can naturally meet each other on the internet. They say a person seeking a homosexual partner can easily find one. We can see how corrupted this age is. Of course, some people are born with the nature to prefer same sex, or they are bisexual. Like the one I explained, they love either side sometimes, but in most cases they're not. But men, they like men, and women like women. So if homosexuals marry each other, it's a tragedy. From the beginning, it is a tragedy. And if a man marries a woman, this man cannot love the woman. So they say they can love their spouse if they live long, for a long time, but they can't. So if they marry opposite sex, and it is a tragedy. It might be possible, but in most cases, they say that it's not possible. In some cases, they cannot change it with their own free will. But if you get into the spiritual reason, in most cases, it is a curse. But it is more often the case that acquired aspects of preference contribute substantially to this kind of tendency. Romans 1:26 says, God gave them over to degrading passions. And Romans 1:27 says, burned in their desire, as written, it is to follow shameful desire and a sin. It is to go against the rules that God has established. Genesis chapter 1 verses 27 to 28 says, God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. Homosexuality is to destroy the order in the creation of God, who made man and let them fill the earth. It was in Estonia or Finland. They said, maybe it was the guide who gave us a warning. If two women walk together, they'll be considered lesbians. I don't know clearly whether it was in Estonia or Finland. But in the United States, if a man, they walk together, if they hold hands together, it's almost definitely they are homosexuals. And they'll be thought, even if they are not, other people will think they are. So, you know, man, it's not easy for a man to walk side by side. Or women. Romans 1:27 later half says, receiving in their own persons the due penalty of their error. As said, it is a fearful sin that will result in punishment. So you shouldn't take these things lightly, the parents especially. If the children are doing it, it's very difficult for them to receive salvation. They have to repent thoroughly, and it's not easy, actually. First Corinthians 6:9 says, or do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? The unrighteous means the unrighteous will not go to heaven. Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor homosexuals. These people will not be saved. So these sins are abominations, very grave sins, unacceptable sins. And in the sight of the Almighty and Holy God, these things are not acceptable. Even today it's not acceptable, but because people today are born in sins and raised in sins, they think it is acceptable. But in fact, it's not acceptable at all. Your children commit sins and they repent and you think it's normal, but in fact, they're doing something that is not acceptable at all. As written, the homosexuals will not inherit the kingdom of God. Even if one is born with this kind of nature, they must not increase this tendency to commit works of the flesh. It's because such an act will affect their salvation. They have to change even this innate nature and choose the way to recover the holy image of God. This is up to each one's choice. Of course, according to the depth and size of one's sinful natures, it may take some time to recover the image of God. But there is nothing that is impossible by the power of the Lord. There are fathers of faith like the Apostle Paul, who gave his whole life to the spreading of the gospel, remaining unmarried for the Lord. And they are in such high ranks in heavenly kingdom. Among everyone in the New Testament, Paul is the number one. He sacrificed his youth and dedicated himself for the kingdom of God totally. And so in the New Testament, he is number one in the whole New Testament. Including Old Testament, he's a little behind. But as long as you believe in the Almighty God, continually depend on the power of the blood of the Lord, and ask for the help of the Holy Spirit, then you can surely change into holy children of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, in the first or second mini crusade, there was a man who came on a wheelchair from China. You remember him, right? He had a stroke. He had cerebral bleeding. He had a cerebral apoplexy. Maybe because of those two things, he had paralysis. He had high blood pressure, speech disorder, loss of hair. And he had seven kinds of diseases. And last week, he was healed, and he went back to China. Last Sunday, in the mini crusade, I received a report. Actually, the hair you see, his hairs grew up. His hairs grew. In the beginning, he didn't have hair, but quite a few hairs grew again. It's just 3 months since he came here. And he is healed of such serious diseases. And why do some people not receive healing for so many years, those who are not being healed? Does it make sense? Please think about it. He had so many diseases, serious diseases. He couldn't even stand up from the wheelchair. In just 3 months, he's healed, and he's been healed, and he went back to his country. And how could he be healed? I openly told him when he was sitting over there, because he came all the way from China. You know, I thought they came with faith because they came all the way from China. So I thought I would pray for him and stand him up. Because if they have faith upon my prayer, everybody will be healed. But he wouldn't stand up. So God explained to me, he stood against me. He stood against God. Seriously. He cursed God. And he persecuted a church. Now, he must be listening to this message in his country. And so, because God explained to me that, so I asked the wife, so did these things happen? Did he stand against God? Did he curse God? And so she admitted. So I was kind of discouraged, because it's very difficult to be healed if you stand against God. But God said, because he came all the way to Korea, that trip itself, God considered it as faith, and God would give him some time. It can't be done in just a day or in a day or two, just by praying a little bit. So God would give him time for him to repent, so that he could repent with thoroughly with tears. And then God would heal him. And in every session, he repented with tears. Every time he came before me to my residence, and both of them were crying, shedding tears, begging me to, I'm a sinner, please save me. I stood against God, please save me. And both man and wife, they were crying so much, weeping. So I asked the prayer center, because they attend the prayer center meetings. So they did the same thing in every session. They repented with tears, and even with the nose running. So runny nose, and you have to repent like this. You know, if you committed such a grave sin, it cannot be washed away just with a drop or two of tears. You have to repent thoroughly, even from your bones. And after they repented, God gave him more and more strength, and he lost most of his hairs, but his hairs began to grow back up. The problem is, you don't really repent before God. If you really do repent, even if you committed such grave sins, you can be saved and healed. Repent. I pray for the sick. In other countries, there are hundreds and thousands of prayer requests for me from other countries every week. So this is one of my there are so many prayer requests from all over the world, especially from readers of InVictory site, and also from TBN Russia. From TBN Russia, there are thousands of prayer requests, and from InVictory, there are 500, average 500 every week, because they have to translate. And whenever my sermons are broadcast, when they watch these programs, they send prayer requests, but I cannot answer to all these requests. But, I'm sorry, but anyway, so many people are watching, and you can receive the prayer with faith. Hallelujah, Father God, lay your hands on them. From head to toe, all entrails and cells and nerves and tissues, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and give them spiritual and physical health. Let their eyes see well, let their ears hear well. Father, lay your hands, make all the internal organs healthy, and all the cancers, last stage and final stage and metastasized cancers, be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Light come, Father, protect them, heal them so that they wouldn't have to go through anti-cancer treatment. Father, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, diabetes, go away. Skin diseases, go away. Diabetes, go away. High blood pressure, low blood pressure, be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Light come. Pastor Gangseop Chang of Japan will have handkerchief crusade in Yamagata Mami Church on August 31st, Wednesday. Be with him. Pastor Byungnan Choi will have handkerchief crusade in Tokyo Mami Church on August 28th, Sunday. Be with him. Pastor Ito Masaaki of Matsumoto Mami Church in Japan will have a handkerchief crusade on August 31st. Be with him. Eustachia of Venezuela has inflammation in the anus and abdominal pain. Be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Norma of Colombia has bleeding and infertility. Be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Sarang Bay of Philippines, she hears strange sounds and pain in the ear. Be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Fe Martinez, let her son come back home and from neighboring country. A missionary, this pastor's pastor and wife be released quickly so that they can come back to the church. Riaofing, let her delivered, have a EG delivery of the baby. Wang Weisha, hernia disc on the neck and high blood pressure, insomnia. Be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Liu Hoi-chun, Wei Su-tang, constipation, be healed. And also, Father, lay your hands on all the readers and viewers of In Victory and TBN Russia and answer to their prayers. Show your works transcending space and time and answer to the prayers of these people. Father, thank you. Protect all the church members throughout this week and make them rich so that there will be nobody who is in need. And Father, give them the faith to achieve it. Father, give them peace throughout this week. Protect all the church vehicles and church members' vehicles and let them make no mistakes in driving. Father, thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.